Welcome to this episode of Maggie's Podcast.
We would like to acknowledge the Turrbal and Yuggera people as the traditional owners of the land on which our school stands. We pay our respects to the First Nations people, past, present and emerging. In this episode, we'll be interviewing the secondary school captains, Grace Marchant and Imogen Simpson. Welcome.
When did you come to St. Margaret's?
I came to St. Margaret's in pre-prep, so I've been here for my entire schooling journey, so 14 years when I graduate.
I came to St. Margaret's in 2016 as a Year 4 student, so I've been here, this will be my 8th year.
Interesting.
Cool. That's very interesting.
The St. Margaret's theme this year is striving. What are you striving towards this year?
Probably for me, just doing the best in everything I can, which obviously there's a bit to balance this year with leadership, academics, and then extracurricular, but I think just spreading myself between all of my commitments and striving to do the best I can in all of them.
I would probably say something similar to Grace. Obviously, balance is a huge part of what I'm striving towards and sort of developing those organisational skills further. Also at the forefront of my mind is obviously the academics and just doing the best I can in all my subjects.
Yeah,
nice.
Do you have any advice for the St. Margaret's community about striving this year?
Well, we've spoken a lot about striving. So our theme for this year for the secondary school made by our senior cohort is actually Strive to Roar in 2024. So some advice for the community would probably be that striving will look different for everyone. So you might be, striving for you might be getting full marks in your subject, but striving for someone else might just be passing the subject. So my advice would be not to compare your personal striving with the people around you, because it's going to look different for everyone.
I also think it's important to recognize that in order to strive for something, you need to make it small and achievable first. So if you have a big goal, make sure you break it up into little goals that you know you can achieve. That way, once you do, you'll have a greater sense of achievement and it'll motivate you to keep going.
Very wise. What is the most enjoyable part of being a school captain?
I would have to say the opportunity to give back to the school, and especially to our cohort, seeing it's our last year and we've been together for so long. I think the most enjoyable part for me is like seeing the change that we can make and seeing how our leadership impacts other people. So yeah, being able to give back to the school.
I think it's also really exciting that we get to be involved in our year of lasts, like helping organise every last event we're going to have at the school, and just being able to sort of see how our cohort will get behind one another.
Yeah.
Ah, nice. What are your plans for after graduation?
Definitely taking a big break from probably everything, because it's a very busy year this year, but firstly, yep, taking a bit of a breather for a bit, and then I'm not sure what I want to do at uni, but I'll definitely be going to uni, and I might do some volunteering overseas before I go there, which that's probably a big goal for me after I graduate.
Yeah.
Similar to Grace, I'm just super excited for a bit of a break, but I also do want to go to uni. I have a big goal of getting into the medicine program and sort of going down that pathway, but obviously wherever I end up, I'll just be super excited to move on.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Who's your role model?
I would have to say, like, the biggest role model for me is obviously just pretty much everyone in my family. Being the youngest of 4 siblings and then obviously my parents, everyone in my family has always been a very, not just a high achiever, which, like, motivates me to do the best I can, but also very selfless and make sure to, like, put others before yourself. So I think just my family has been big role models for me in who I've become.
I also think the peers in our grade and many other grades, as every girl has their strengths and their weaknesses, and so I really think I've been able to learn from them and sort of develop into the person I am based on the people around me.
Okay.
Sweet.
What extracurricular activities do you participate in?
I participate in quite a lot of them. I've probably, like in year 12 you do have to cut back a bit, so at the moment I'm doing basketball. Me and Emmy are also basketball captains, so that's a big one for us. So I'm doing basketball, my water polo season and swimming just finished, and I'm doing cross country as well at the moment and heading into the rowing season, and then I'm involved in singing in the rock band as well. So
yeah, very active.
Similar to Grace, I've been involved in a lot of extracurricular across my years. So obviously in primary school, when nothing really overlapped, you gave a go at almost everything, and I'm sure Grace was the same. But as Grace mentioned, we're both basketball captains, so I'm involved in that currently. And then going into hockey season, I'll play school hockey. And then I'm also involved in Sister Helen Wind Symphony and Sax Ensemble. But yeah.
Very busy, very busy. Thank you for spending your time with us and answering questions for our Maggie's Podcast listeners. Thank you for listening to Maggie's Podcast.
Thank you for having us.